League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Day. Kobe Bryant couldn't play last night because of his sore shoulder, but fans at Staples Center still were treated to a turn-back-the-clock performance by a future Hall of Famer.
Carter jogs it up the floor himself to the right wing. He's going to fire a three. 5 for 5 for Vince Carter from the right wing. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Carter has 15 off the bench.
Eric Hasseltine in only the second quarter on Grizzlies Radio. Vince Sanity finished with 19 on the night. P.J. Hairston led 6 in double figures with 21 as Memphis beat L.A. 112-95. The Clippers took down the Kings in Sacramento, 117-107. Chris Paul, season-high 40 points. Also 13 assists, 8 rebounds. Mavericks in overtime outlasted the Nuggets, 122-116. Chandler Parsons led all scorers with 27. The Hawks turned back the shorthanded Bulls, 103-88. Chicago without Butler, Rose, and Mirotic. Raptors knocked off the Cavaliers, 99-97. Kyle Lowry nailed a tie-breaking jumper with under 4 seconds left. Before LeBron James airmailed a three as time expired.
Just didn't make it. I got a decent look, but a little rushed, with it being less than, 3 seconds. But I got a good look, but that's not why we lost the game.
And Cleveland lost because of Lowry, who pumped in a career-high 43. Kemba Walker converted a layup with 2.4 to play. Hornets stung the Pacers 96-95. Marvin Williams led Charlotte with 24. Paul George, a game-high 32 points. In defeat, Wizards beat the Sixers 103-94. John Wall 23-8-11. Philly now 8-50 following loss number 7 in a row. And the Knicks able to win for just the third time in 16, 108-95 over the visiting Magic. Carmelo Anthony, one of 7 for New York in double digits. He scored 19 and says they're finally getting the message from Coach Kurt Rambis.
If somebody gets beat, you have their back. If that person gets beat, then you have their back. If everybody's on the string. And a lot of times, recently we haven't been connected as a team like that. And I thought tonight we did a better job at being, connected. So I think that's what Coach is talking about when he uses the word connection.
Off the court, there's word from Miami. The Heat are on the verge of making a connection with Joe Johnson. He was waived this week by the Nets. College ball, Yale kept its half-game lead over Princeton for the Ivy League's automatic NCAA tournament bid. Bulldogs handled Harvard 59-50. The Tigers clawed past Columbia 88-83. Golf, Ricky Fowler, 8-under par, a one-shot lead over Jimmy Walker. After round two of the Honda Classic, Sergio Garcia trails by 2. Jason Bone made the cut 3-over par, but he had to withdraw from the tournament, was having chest pains on 18. Turns out Bone suffered a mild heart attack. He's recovering nicely. A marker day.
Spring is in the air. Spring training, that is. And we've got the latest baseball news on CBS Sports Radio.
If you're like a lot of people, your money runs out before the month does. If you need to make some extra cash to meet your household budget, call Buckmasters at 387-2621. If you'd like to talk about hunting and want to get paid for doing it, such as $8 to $15 per hour, then Buckmasters has the perfect job for you. Call Buckmasters at 387-2621. Full or part-time positions are available, and so is Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance. Call Buckmasters and start making extra money the easy way. 387-2621.
Eddie Salter's Turkey Man Expo 2, brought to you by These Southern Land Brokers, will be March 11th through the 13th at the Shriners Temple, Montgomery, Alabama. Come browse the booths and see all the latest turkey hunting gear. Visit with the Turkey Man, Eddie Salter, Bloodlines, Alex Rutledge, Miss Alabama USA, the Swamp Assassins, and more. This will be on Youth Weekend, so bring your bird and enter the Youth Turkey Rodeo. Don't miss it. Meet your turkey hunting friends at the Turkey Man Expo 2, March 11th through the 13th. I'll see you there. Turkey Man Expo, brought to you by These Southern Land Brokers.
Call 334-358-2345 to reach American Forest Management for full-service forestry consulting services. The foresters at American Forest Management can help maximize the return from your forested lands. Call AFM today for your free initial consultation. Or to purchase or sell that perfect tract of land, call the helpful professionals at AFM Land Sales at 334-358-2345. Call now for the help you deserve. American Forest Management and AFM Land Sales, 334-358-2345.
Everybody get up.
Good Saturday morning. Thank you for listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors this morning. Really appreciate your time. Please give us a call at 240-9230, 240-9230. Steve, I do want to tell you something going on really big at Hooper Academy coming up. It's their third annual bass tournament. It's coming up March the 12th at Cooter's Pond in Prattville, Alabama. It's $100 a boat, $10. Big fish is optional. But, Steve, the first place winner gets $2,000, okay?
Man.
The 10th place winner gets $100. So it goes from $1,000 to the second place is $500, and it just kind of tears on down to $100.
Do I have to have a boat?
No, but you got to have a pole. You can't bring your cane pole. You got to have the real deal. This is based on 50 boats, okay? So y'all need to come on and check this out.
Can I use minnows?
For more information, Steve, you need to go and register at www.hooperacademy.org.
What about crickets?
The Big Bass Tournament, Steve.
That's huge. A great fundraiser. I want to be a part of that, Rob.
Please.
Can we take the John boat?
Me and you need to partner
Let's
up
do
and
it,
do
Rob.
That.
Let's do it. Get ready. You're going to get spanked. Let's go to Lime 1 and talk to Big C.
All right, boys, how y'all doing today?
Big C, you want to get on the tournament with us and get in the John
Hooper,
boat?
Hooper Academy. Hooper.
When is that going to be?
Get you some.
When's it going to be, Rob?
It's going to be March 12th at Cooter's Pond.
Rob, Steve, and Big C.
$2,000 is on the table there to win for the first
place
winner.
That's right. We'll make you in charge of the trolling motor, Big C. I'm going to get the beverages from Anheuser-Busch.
Who's baiting the hook?
You are. I'm not dirtying up my hands.
I didn't figure you would.
How'd that thing start?
It starts about daylight on March the 12th.
I'm going to have to let me say I was there in spirit.
Oh, you're going to be there in spirit?
Yeah, I bet we beat that team down there in Greenville. What's it called? Morgan? Not Morgan.
That's Fort Dale. Morgan's over.
We're going to tear Fort Dale. Yeah. We're going to catch bigger bass than they catch.
Y'all better catch fish because you sure hadn't played football for like 4 years. Oh, that was
cool. Man, was that a low blow?
Well, you jumped on my buddy Big C talking about Fort Dale, and I wasn't going to let you just get away with that.
Get you a whiff of
this. You know what's bad? You know what's bad, Rob?
What's that?
They had George Cochran there. They were a terror to deal with, and then they went down for a while, and then they were up for a while. And for whatever reason, they don't emphasize football anymore. It don't seem like it. Or they're not committed to it like they used to be.
No, I think they're totally devoted to it. The numbers are down.
You just got to have talent.
The numbers are down.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a lot of the schools, you know, the numbers are down. Kids just aren't playing ball like they used to, and they're not hunting and fishing. You know, they're playing Nintendo, Game Boy.
The hunting is coming back, though.
Texting.
The hunting is coming back up. It's coming back up.
Coming back up for women. Women is the number one segment.
Oh, you're right.
Sales.
The most growth. The most growth. Big C, today's a big day in basketball. Like, you know, we're going to give 30 seconds, Big C, because we're a hunting and fishing show. But Auburn and Alabama, they play in Tuscaloosa, and both of them, there's no telling what's going to happen, Big C. It's crazy on the hardwoods.
Y'all going down today, Big C, in other words.
You think so, Rob?
Oh, I know so.
Oh, you know so. Huh?
Yeah. Carl Lawson's going to be over there in the student section.
He'll be the one wearing a cast.
That's very good, Steve. I like
that. Yeah, he's a regular stand-up comedian.
He shows up for 5 basketball games a year because he can't make the rest of them.
Yeah, you're a wise guy, Steve.
Yes, I am. Remember that, Rob.
Wise guy. Let me ask y'all something. Y'all were talking to this guy, Jerry Joe Ingram, and it was very interesting. And, you know, he's talking about y'all talking about cutting timber down, or did he? What was he saying about the land management? Because I always find that interesting. And a lot of people in this area where I live have made of trees have made some people around here very well.
Yes, they have. Yeah, all he was saying is just pretty much just the SMZ zones, which is the stream size management zone. Don't cut the timber all the way to the edge of the creek bank or the stream bank. Back off. Further you back off, there'd be tax incentives for these big timber companies. Makes sense to me. But, you know, they're all about cutting that log. I don't think they're probably really, I don't know. I'm sure they need tax
breaks. Well, as Jerry Joe said, there's some timber companies and folks that cut timber that they do care because it all goes hand in hand. Timber management, wildlife management, land management, it all goes hand in hand. It's the value of the property. It increases the value of the property. So, and that's my opinion. We got somebody online, too, that's going to be able to tell us this in a minute.
But anyway, talking about wildlife, they got an area down here called Butler County Wildlife Management Area. I know the game wardens and all that try to keep that in order, and I think they do a pretty good job from what I know. And you go through that, if you're going down I-65 between Greenville and Georgiana, you're riding through that area.
Yeah. Well, why don't you wake up early one morning, go down there and see if you hear any turkeys gobbling on the dirt road, and give me a call.
Okay.
Don't worry about Steve. He'll be long-time guiding somewhere, probably the bedpost.
Oh, man. Both of y'all are on this
point. We're on. I'm a little sleepy myself, but that's all right.
Well, he's dragging.
Your mind's still working pretty good, though, Steve.
Yeah, it usually does. It usually does. But anyway, Big C, give everybody your website, Big C.
All right, we got two of them mentioned. You go to chopjive.com between 7 and 8 o'clock Monday through Friday. You'll be able to go to the Talking Sports Big C tab. You'll be able to watch yours truly in live and living color on the Internet. And also we got gradingcollegefootball.com, and I got numbers up from this past season, and the first 7 teams, the numbers basically match up, so if somehow of these numbers that I put together with these things winning and losing all works out pretty good, and that's what we got there, and I appreciate being on here with y'all all the time, and maybe one day I'll go fishing with y'all.
That sounds like a winner, Big C.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, right. Big C. Hey, Big C, roll tide, brother.
Roll tide. Roll tide.
All
right, let's go to line two and talk to Ted DeVos. Ted, what's up, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're alive. We're kicking, man. I'm getting ready to do a little bit of a pheasant shoot this morning and a quail hunt this afternoon, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, y'all are up there flapping your gums, and y'all be going out killing stuff this afternoon. I'll be planting some trees. Got a hand crew of Mexicans behind me, and Rob, you'll be proud of me. I got a truck full of hardwood for fixing to go plant.
Do you really? What type of hardwood you planting?
These are live oaks.
Okay, you gonna grow them in those tubes? You know, y'all, do you start them out in tubes or?
Some of them are. These aren't, but sometimes we'll plant, you know, tube trees. Mm-hmm. These are actually potted, but we're gonna do a little driveway planting and stuff like that. And then we got a couple bags of mixed red oak, white oak. We're gonna be planting on another spot.
Ted,
then we all are shooting pheasants. I'll be burning the woods.
There you go.
It's a beautiful day to burn, isn't it, Ted?
It is. It's not quite the wind we need. It's supposed to be light and variable, and it'd be nice to have a little bit of a breeze to help move the fire. But, the weather's right for it. It's sunny, and ground's getting dry, so it'll be just right.
Ted, I have done some burning. Steve's been slamming me about not doing anything on the weekends. But when I called to get my burning permit, why did they eliminate the section, township, and range? And now all you got to do is give them the address.
Yeah, the address or the latitude, longitude now. Which,
right.
You know, technically it's going to be simpler for folks if you can pull up the latitude, longitude on an app and just give them that. You know, it's a lot simpler than trying to research and find out what your section, township, and range is. And, you know, some properties you're calling in a 100-acre burn that's got 3 different sections and 2 different ranges. And, just, you know, latitude, longitude should be simple. I'm still trying to get used to it.
Yeah, me too. And I had everything else memorized. Now I've got to go back.
Ted, you know there's a lot of folks. You know, there's a lot of folks that don't. You know, they just don't burn. They don't do that. Tell everybody out here the benefits of burning.
Well, I mean, the benefits are huge. you know, cleaning up the heavy fuels and stuff like that, whether you're talking about, you know, thick broom straw or pine straw, cleaning up the sapling hardwoods, you know, trying to top kill those. It helps a lot of cases get sunlight on the ground to grow more of the forbs and the legumes. Burning stimulates a lot of these good wildlife plants like native grasses and native legumes and stuff like that to provide food and cover and nesting for critters. And then there's a fertilizer effect. You know, there's just huge differences. And when you look, you know, you look at a same piece of pine ground, let's say, that hasn't ever been burned, and look at it that has been burned, I mean, the differences between the two are just astronomical.
Do you think burning helps eliminate, has anything to do with the reduction in pine beetles?
Well, you know, if you burn too hot, you might actually promote pine beetles because you stress out your pine trees and you know, stressed out tree.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.